Now that I was out the army, I was no longer a soldier, this caused me quite a bit of confusion because the way that I used to act and behave and, you know, deal with life that was acceptable and appropriate in the army actually wasn't so acceptable and appropriate outside of the army. So this really led me into quite a bit of confusion that I didn't understand at the time. Although back then the doctors and the medical specialists would have said that, you know, I had this, you know, anxiety disease, this depression illness, sickness, I was actually anxious about my future. I didn't know what next. I was depressed about my past because although I'd left the army, there was a lot that I loved about the army, but there was also a lot that I didn't love about the army. When I hit my rock bottom, I couldn't have gone any lower. You know, going out, finding a different job or making more money or getting a bigger house or getting a bigger car, none of those were viable options anymore. Now, I'd had all that stuff, it came, I lost it all, but I wasn't any worse off, you know, not having it than what I was when I had it. When I get Scotland on the map for personal development, as it stands at the moment, a lot of people say, oh, that life coaching, that's very Americanized, isn't it, Kane? It says, well, maybe, maybe not. There's probably quite a lot of Americans doing this kind of thing. I figured, well, someone has to take the lead in this, so why not me?